Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Greetings, fellow Zogling Wiggers and Mamsers and Zogbots, and actually, a very few remnant across the fruited and nutted Zog Plain. This is the Movement Turd, and it's number 25, and today is the 4th of July, Hawaii, like Luke Lavellian used to say, and I didn't get around to putting in his classic episode. And the name of this episode is Zogbots Running Amok and the 4th of July. Now, Luke Lavellian came up with a classic post called 4th of July, and I didn't get around to posting it because I was up till 9 or 10 o'clock this morning, and what I was doing was pretty well posting the aftermath of me going ahead and deliberately fighting with the roid rage retard, Jim Giles. And I also wanted to go ahead and discuss Trader Glenn Miller and supposedly his not being allowed to have get by cheap radio advertising. But that really doesn't matter. I've got news that people figured out that Jim Giles is a federal informant. And the fact of the matter is that he is a federal informant is not something to even be doubted, because last year he went ahead, and there was this guy named Dan Jones or something like that, and he was one of Bill White's tards, and he had a case to where supposedly the Jew judge or whatever judge had ruled that he couldn't get on the Internet. You see, Zog has gone ahead as a condition of bail, and Edgar Steele and would have found out, just like Hal Turner. The way they get around that is family of Hal Turner goes ahead and puts up a blog about how Hal Turner was tortured and how he was being badly treated. But they come up to where Zog doesn't want, its victims to go ahead and even have any recourse or anything like that. And there are a number of people who are scared that Jim Giles had dropped a dime on me, and the FBI and BATF is coming to my house within 48 hours and throw me in jail because they're going to find guns, either real ones or planted, and say that, hey, you were in that house, and therefore you're not allowed to have any, have any firearms, and put you in jail for 10 to 15 years. And if they don't, they'll go ahead and put you in that house under observation, and you'll never get out, and you'll die, you'll die in the jail in that house. And to which I respond is that, when you have been, like I have been, locked up day after day after day, not knowing when you're going to get out, because, in that house, that's the main thing, is that they never go ahead and give you a date when you are going to go ahead and get out. It's altogether dependent upon what some psychiatrist says. And what happens, these doctors have become petty tyrants, which is exactly what they, were meant to be. They become, here I was in a prison being forced to go ahead and take psychotropic drugs illegally. And next door to me was a prison where people who chose to take drugs were imprisoned by the thousands. So what happens in one place, you're forced to take drugs, and the other are people who choose to go ahead and take drugs. And it's altogether a matter of power. Now, people go ahead and get scared. And the fact of the matter is that this government does whatever the hell it wants to do. I went ahead and talked to a friend of mine, one of my stalwarts, and the man is dying, and he sounded very good today, but usually on the 4th of July, he isn't very good. And, 3 years ago, he was very, very, very sick, and he nearly died 3 years ago as a result of being poisoned by chemotherapy. And I told him what happened with this roid rage retard. He's not a fan of Edgar Steele. He thinks Edgar Steele had a real big head, became me. And so did I. I don't think Edgar Steele has a big head now, because Edgar Steele is finding out that for all your running and all of your cunning, it don't matter what you do or what you say or anything. If Zog is determined to screw you, you will be screwed. In any case, I cannot go ahead and allow myself to be scared to live my life while I am alive. Allow myself to be scared into not going ahead and being a resistance effective. Because if I do that, then I might as well just quit. I might as well just be terrorized with the rest of the herd into submission. And I'm not terrorized. Now, one of these guys, he got me interviewed, Jim Giles. And he didn't want me to go ahead and call Jim Giles, and I called Jim Giles because as I looked at it, this matter had to be resolved. And, the thing about it is that I've listened to Jim Giles' programs. And, yeah, he's 6'1", 6'2", 250 pounds, keeps himself in fairly good shape. Now, he went ahead and asked me whether or not he could beat me up. And the answer is I don't know. I said, no, maybe. And chances are, maybe he could. But then again, nearly 4 years ago, on August 16th or 18th, I was assaulted by an insane maniac named Martin Burke, who's 6'5" tall, so weighs 300 pounds. The maniac had been going ahead and riding me by what I was allegedly in there for, and I found out that he was in there for forcible sodomy. Him and his little butt buddy, Tom Tanner. And I found out Tom Tanner had gone ahead and killed his homosexual lover. And supposedly had gone ahead and eaten a few parts of them here. So I ended up calling them Tommy Dahmer and Marty Dahmer. Mr. and Mrs. Dahmer. They were not abused. They freaked out that Friday. At the end of it, we all got busted down to level one. And I have a 6'5" maniac assaulting me. I'm a fairly big guy. I was a little bit less pounds because they sort of keep you low on low poundage on Nut House if you don't want to get on a red tray. I weighed about, 218, 220 pounds then. And, he weighed 300. Oh, there were cards flying. There were cards flying all over the place. And I sort of blacked out. After I figured out he was trying to claw my eyes off. And essentially I went ahead and grabbed this maniac's shoulders and arms, keep him from clawing my eyes out here. And one sort of weak-minded soul said, named Danny, he was a nurse there he was from Norway or whatever, and he said he still had nightmares about that. And I said, what the hell happened? Because, to be honest, I sort of blanked out when I was in the middle of fighting for my life. That night I was bruised up. I was bruised up pretty badly. I couldn't sleep for over 20 minutes, and only on my back. Couldn't sleep on my side because, my knee was dinged up. Had scratches and claw marks around my eyes. And the thing about it is when you end up facing a situation like that, you end up to where you're not scared of anything. You're not scared to die. If Yahweh says that it's time for me to die, it's time for me to die. And there's nothing I can do about it, and there's nothing I will do about it. If Yahweh says, Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky listed, you will go to prison on trumped-up charges for the rest of your life, be a child molestation or owning a gun. It don't matter. It's Yahweh's will and Yahweh's design. This guy asked me, how can you go ahead and say some things you do and say, look, folks, I advocate putting, going ahead and essentially helping the Great Tribulation along. And the end result will be 140, 150 million Uyghurs dead. 150 million Muds dead. And you expect me to go ahead and get all pissed off to whether or not some lawyer did or didn't maybe plot to go ahead and kill his wife and mother-in-law over $100,000? Is that all you people are thinking about? That's all Jim Giles was thinking about. The fact of the matter is that Jim Giles is a federal informant. He's only gone ahead and narked out this Dan Johns guy. Now all he had to do, when he was told that, you know, this guy, you know, and the guy told him, hey, I have a court order against me being on the internet. And all Jim Jones had to do was say, hey, look, buddy, I'm not going to go ahead and violate that court order. I'm not going to violate court order, so look, buddy. Well, I know I agreed to have an interview with you, but that was before I found out that you're not supposed to have one. So guess what, buddy? You're not going to have a freaking interview. You don't need to go ahead and call the FBI. You don't need to call the judge. But he did. If you go ahead and look at his previous shows, he wanted to work for the FBI. And, you know, essentially the FBI figured out is that he was not. You know, he was not a stable source. He's not stable at all. You see what Jim Giles does, and I've listened to his shows, is that he yells and he screams and he hollers. And all these people are scared of him here because, oh, my God, you're going to go ahead and talk bad to me in the tone of a pig, in the tone of my mother, in the tone of whoever blustered and yelled and screamed. But, Jim Giles, I'm not afraid of you. End up going ahead and pulling a live build to clue. So I'm supposed to go down to Pearl, Mississippi and hunt him down. Ain't going to happen. There's 140 million wiggers that need to die. Now, you may have gone to the top of the roof, but the thing about it is that, no. You know, I would far rather you go ahead and do a Trader Glenn Miller on me and live in fear. I had a riddle out when I went ahead and on my after report here. Let's see. Jim Giles. Big tough guy here. Oh, by the way, you just called me a tough guy. Fact of the matter is that as a matter of fact, I am a tough guy. I am a tough guy. Because I survived something that probably would have gone ahead and left most of you insane. Because you're in the right place to do it. I.e. a nut house. Now, I had seen this one nigger. I think the nigger was sane when he went in there, but his lawyer got him in there because he was part of a drug gang. And two of his fellow gang members rode the needle. So in order to go ahead and stay in the nut house, he pretended to be insane. And guess what? After 25 years, he was fucking insane. He was insane. He was one insane, crazy nigger. So, I'm not going to go ahead. I mean, if it's Yahweh's will, it happens to me. Now, the fact of the matter is, the Supreme Court case to where there's an individual right to own a firearm, well, what happens is that it just means whatever the government, you know, says it means. And Chicago has gone ahead and passed some more new laws designed to go ahead and get around this shit. And there'll be litigation. But the fact of the matter is, the Second Amendment says it shall not be infringed. But guess what? That's the Second Amendment to the Bill of Goods. Second Amendment to the Constitution, which is nothing more than a scrap of toilet paper, has been ever since a gang of lawyers got together in their, quote, miracle of Philadelphia and created that fraud. But here's here he is, and what annoyed me is that Edgar Steele has been in prison for 3 weeks now, and every single fucking day, usually twice a day, Jim Jones has nothing better to do than to go ahead and call up, and this weak-minded, amoral, self-serving thief has nothing better to do and try to go ahead and do the work of the prostitute and the pig life and try to convict Edgar Steele. That's all you have to do. Now, Zog is listening to the show, and Zog is listening to Jim Giles' show. Jim Giles even went so far as to snoop around and hunt around and find out the phone number of the mother-in-law living in Oregon. He went ahead and called the house. And some man told them, don't call here again. don't call here again. Don't intrude. Jim Giles, he sort of apologized. What happens is that, shoot, you're worse than these fucking media vultures, Jim Giles. There's a lot in common with me and Jim Giles. I mean, we're both about the same age. We have both the same backgrounds. You know, Jim Giles, on the other hand, has a very good voice. And I listen to myself, I wear 4 knocked out teeth. Sometimes I can barely understand myself. But I decided to call last night Jim Giles because what I'd heard is Harold Covington had given me the heads on. And what happens is that for the second time, Jim Giles called April Gady, and April Gady told him that, no, she don't think Jim Giles did it. Or not Jim Giles, but Edgar Steele did it. Now, the fact of the matter is that she knows Edgar Steele better than anybody. Better than me. I mean, I know Edgar Steele better than Jim Giles on the grounds that Jim, you know, Edgar Steele sent me a book. Sent me a book, you know, a copy said to Martin, who shows the character counts for an honest review. And I gave him an honest review. And the honest review was, look, Edgar, it's very good on whipping up the wiggers and the newbies. And that does need to be done. But Edgar, it really didn't do a single thing for me. It didn't make my wanger stiff. Especially page 14 when you went ahead and yapped about how you cannot have a rational racial discussion with Christianity. Well, folks, what sort of rational discussion on race do you need to have with Christianity? Christianity says non-whites do not belong in the same society as whites are. There's no need for a discussion. That's that. Case closed. I don't need to go ahead and talk about the inferiority or superiority of niggers and gooks and beaners and the rest. Let them be inferior, superior, whatever they are, where they belong. And they belong south of the border. I'm not saying go ahead and exterminate them. I'm not saying exterminate all the niggers in Africa. I'm not saying exterminate all the gooks in China. I have no intention of doing any such thing. I don't care how they are governed by their own kind. It don't mean anything to me. What matters is that they don't belong in a white society. And as such, there's nothing to discuss. Absolutely nothing to discuss with Christianity. Just as there's nothing to discuss with traitors. If you're a traitor, you're on the other side. And that is what I tried to tell Jim Giles. He goes, well, the fact that you've said that don't matter whether he's guilty or not means that it's hard to have a discussion with you. Yes, it's hard to have a discussion on it. Because the fact of the matter is that why are you doing Zog's work? And the answer of it is you know, you're a little petty man harping 21 freaking days in a row trying to go ahead and find Edgar Steele guilty because your blue-tick nose says that he looks weird. Edgar Steele is not a leader. Folks, I've been saying that. Edgar Steele's not a leader. Edgar Steele may think he is a leader. Edgar Steele may have wanted to be a leader. I don't think Edgar Steele wants to be a leader anymore. I think Edgar Steele just wants to go ahead and go home and maybe write a book, which would probably have far less tone than what you know he intended, because I imagine a lot has been taken out of Edgar Steele after 3 weeks. What happens is hopefully Edgar has gone ahead and got into a routine. But the fact of the matter is that he is a sick man. He looked like a sick man. I think he went ahead and found to his shock. He's probably in shock still, because that's the main thing here. Shock is a good thing because it keeps you from feeling and hurting when the government does whatever the hell it's going to do and you can't do a damn thing about it, even though the government is supposed to be able to do that. I had that happen to me all the time in my stay in the jails and nut houses. And usually what I would do is that I would sit and wait. And about every week or so, I tried to stir shit up, and I did stir some shit up, and I'd have them yelling and screaming at me. So it wasn't very difficult to go ahead and push Jim Giles' buttons. I mean, essentially, Jim Giles, he senses what he thinks is weakness. He screams and he hollers and he does that here. You know, but he's a hollow show. He's a hollow man. I'm sort of looking at Fade the Butcher, Cuntaro Wallace here, and essentially Cuntaro owes me one. Because he was looking, he was laughing at me. I looked, and he got it. He listened to it here, and you know, him and his buddies were screaming, and people were saying that I was the saddest one signing in the room. Well, maybe so. You know, the fact of the matter is that I deliberately wanted to go ahead and provoke Jim Giles. And I got what I wanted. And one thing I got, you know, and this was a riddle. But I went ahead and asked. Let me go ahead and read it. You know, Jim Giles is the agent, you know, for him. But the quiz for budding resistance intelligence officers, what did the roid rage retard say that should prove to anyone discerning that Jim Giles is a Zogbot? And the answer is on the movement turd number 25. Well, it was actually today. But I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. What Jim Giles told me is, hey, what do you think I would do if you went ahead and made the same threat that you made to Glenn Miller? And, you know, this kind of where I can't say Glenn Miller without saying Traitor Glenn Miller. In fact, well, in the lawsuit, I can't go ahead and tell him anything on Traitor Glenn Miller because that was the name of the original complaint. The clerk at the courthouse told me that. But the answer is that Jim Giles identifies with Glenn Miller. He does. Listen to it. You know, let me see. If you go ahead and listen, it'll be somewhere between 2:20 and 2:39. You know, 2 hours and 39 minutes into it. Glenn Miller identifies, Jim Giles identifies with Traitor Glenn Miller. The reason he does is that he is a traitor himself. Now, folks, you know, he should be scared. He should be worried. Because the fact of the matter is whatever happens, you know, to traitors, it ain't very pretty. And what happens, you not only hold the traitor responsible, you hold the traitor's entire family responsible. Because they gave birth to that traitor. There's no sense in leaving a traitor alive. What you need to do is that they're diseased animals, and you need to purge them. Speaking of which, I ended up having a Granby chief of pigs here, Scott Whitman. He's a thoroughly amoral pig. I went down there and pretty well we lost an hour because Roxy wanted a freaking funnel cake. So I sat in line for 50 minutes getting her freaking funnel cake. You know, they were freshly, you know, I was scared they'd run out of them, but essentially what they do is they go ahead and I've seen them. They cook a batter. They put a batter, you know, on a little thing here. They put a batter I think they have a little form or something like that, and they just open it and it lays a batter and fries it in oil, frying oil, and then they put it out and they go ahead and put some powdered sugar on. You know, but hey, there's quite a line there. And in Granby, I've seen a whole bunch of Anglo mestizos. It would have been a lighter and fairer company if I'd been in State Fair in South Dakota, say, or even Northern Missouri. But the current order, the current way things are happening, there's not going to be any white people left in 100 years. If we end up having peace, and therefore we cannot have peace. We need a great tribulation in order for the white race to survive. Because there's no way to peacefully change anything. Certainly not with the way things are going. Oh, by the way, yesterday I got a ballot. My name is not on the ballot. Roxy's name's on the ballot. But my name is not going to be allowed on the ballot because I'm an open white man. So the open white man is not allowed to run for political office. And Traitor Glenn Miller, he ended up getting a FCC thing to where a write-in candidate that they claim is not bona fide, is not allowed to write. So essentially, Frog determines who is bona fide and who is allowed to go ahead and run for elections. So how is that different than what happens in Russia and China and Iraq and Iran? How is that different? The answer is it's not. It's not any different. So, if you're a leader of the resistance, you can't go ahead, knowing you're above ground, you've got to go ahead and deal with whatever Zog sends your way. You can't run and you can't hide. There's no way to run and hide to. You want to be a leader. And if you're a leader, you cannot show cowardice in the face of Zog. You can only show hatred and contempt. And that's why I was in the Nuthouse for 2.5 years, because I showed nothing but hatred and contempt to those who would railroad me in a court of law. Folks, what happens is when it comes down to it, if you want to go ahead and be a leader, then you're going to have to go ahead and lead. And the one thing you cannot show is cowardice. And the other thing you cannot show is treason. Now, on his show, this is what annoyed me. Because I went ahead and found out later that, for my guess, this is the third time April Gady was, there was no one called Fish, which had, gone on the 29th. And for my guess, April Gady said, hey, Edgar Steele is not guilty. But the thing about it is that they do just what Edgar Steele tried to warn his wife against. You make no concessions to Zog. None. No concessions to Zog. There is no concessions to Zog. Whether or not you think he's guilty or innocent, it's not your say to do. You do not do the work of Zog. But Jim Giles is he's a little contemptible man. Just because Edgar Steele had a big head, and Edgar Steele did have a big head. And a number of us, I'm not the only one, we're sort of itching to go ahead and take him down a peg or two. And probably, if it would have been up to me, I'd have took him down a peg or two. I don't give a shit if I look like an idiot or not. Most of you think I'm an idiot and insane, as well. Although, most of you don't like Jim Giles, laugh, so I guess I'm saner than Jim Giles. Well, I am saner than Jim Giles. I was sent illegally to the nut house. I was sent there to cool my heels for pretty well the majority of the Bush second administration and all the Blunt administration because I caused trouble. A lot of these nut houses were set up in the South by the feds in order to go ahead and imprison without trial people like me. The very first time it came time to prove up the case, it fell apart. But like I try to tell people, what side you're on, what side you're on is to determine what you believe. This pig named Scott Watson, or Scott Whitman, he wants to go ahead and pretend I'm a child molester. Then he wants to go ahead and pretend he had nothing to do with it. And I said I'd go ahead and mention him. I went ahead and mentioned the show. Look, Scott Whitman. I could have said, hey, do you want to eat your testicles raw or fried here when you suffer from pig-lice testicle eating syndrome? Because I swore an oath. Anybody who goes ahead and calls me a child molester, guess what? I'll make him eat his words. They don't have his testicles as a chaser. But in the case of pigs, they don't have that option. It's raw. Eaten through broken out teeth, delivered by hammer, and I don't care whether you pull your lips up or don't here. You'll have broken teeth to eat your testicles and that of your spawn. Because you're suffering from pig lice testicle eating syndrome. Folks, I hate you. I want you to die. I'm on the side of Yahweh. You're on the side of Satan. That's all there is to it. Now, Jim Giles had two other traitors he had weaned from VNNF. One was a stupid cunt lawyer named Mona Montgomery. And she's an evil cunt who hangs around the movement. And the same stupid shit you hear from the likes of Hal Turner and the rest. What happens is that the movement's got to be saved from maniacs and psychotics and sociopaths. So it can do what? Answer, collaborate with Zog. In which case, what use do we have for a bowel movement at all? Answer, none. And this Hadding, he's what, you know, he's a National Alliance, what the Germans would have called mattoids. It's what we used to call mattoids. And what it is it's a clever, it's called a half, a mattoid is a half fool, according to Lothrop Stoddard. The term has been taken out of use, but what it meant was some little character who was supposedly half sane and half not, and you know, half sane or half not, you know, half not. Essentially, it's a loveless character because the character has no love for anybody or himself. And I went ahead, you know, I went ahead and said, "Hey, look," and you know, he got kicked off of BNNF. And let me tell you, I despise Alex Linder. I'm sure he takes money. I'm 100% positive he takes money from Trader Glenn Miller. He's a Zogbot. Well, what happens is Hadding and this Mona, they don't produce any money. They're just loveless retards like him. They're just loveless mattoids like him. So he went ahead and he booted old Hadding out. And I'm not surprised he was a National Alliance retard. The only thing you can go ahead and do with a mattoid like that, and what Adolf Hitler did, is he had a eugenics court. And Lothrop Stoddard, you need to go ahead and read Lothrop Stoddard's Into the Darkness, to where Lothrop Stoddard had an audience with Adolf Hitler, but he also went ahead and seen the eugenics court. And someone like Hadding would have been sterilized. Or at least put in concentration camp and watched. Because Hadding has no morals. The only thing Hadding has any alliance to is himself. Look, folks, this is the time when you go ahead and you look in the Bible, you go ahead and look and you see what side people are on. The pigs are on Zog's side. The lawyers are on Zog's side. And Mona, like I told her, she's just a fat hog at the trough. Why is she going to want to go ahead and revolt against Zog? And the answer is she's not. Zog gave her, you know, Zog went ahead and gave her a law degree. All she is a fat wigger, you know, stupid fat wigger cunt who thinks she's a Mason who goes ahead and judges the Bible. I asked the stupid cunt, why the hell don't she go ahead and do just like old, you know, the Reverend Mongoloid Hardy? Not too crazy about Mongoloid Hardy, because I sort of think the 24-year-old wiggers ought to go ahead and shoot 41-year-old cougars who want to suck their dick in the face here. I mean, shoot. If you have a middle-aged woman who wants to suck your dick and you don't have a wife, I mean, shit, that's cheaper than paying $20 for a blowjob. They'll suck your dick. They'll shoot it in the face. Those, you know, they're not exactly a scarce natural resource, but, you know, hey, if she sucks your dick, you know, if she sucks your dick, she might go ahead and suck, you know, somebody else's dick here. You know, do a favor. You know, keep the male population who only thinks about their dicks at least sort of, you know, halfway, you know, satisfied. So they don't have to go ahead and read any Playboy or Penthouse or any other Jew books here. You know what I mean? If they're getting their dick sucked here, I mean, it's sort of bad form to go ahead and be looking at internet pornography when you have your dick sucked by a cougar. But he went ahead and shot her in the face, and, you know, he spent some time in that house, and I have a pit, my avatar, my sock puppet, John Q. Wigger, has a Hardy Lord or Mongoloid or whatever. I call him Mongoloid. I think his name is Lloyd Hardy. Well, it might be Hardy Lloyd. I don't know. I don't keep track of such stupid shit, you know, but anyway, his dad got him a real good lawyer after staying in the nut house, and for some reason he got found not guilty, but he found guilty of weapons possession, and he got turned loose, and here he is yelling, yapping, and having a fine time that this Pollock kid goes ahead and shoots these pigs, and he gets rounded up on in May of 2009 after a short-lived expedition to Stumbleway. And the thing about it is that, you know, he's a tard, just like Jim Childs. I mean, very good with the mouth. But I doubt Jim Childs has read a freaking book, either in his life or in the last year or two. Jim Giles ain't able to think. He's able to run his mouth. So one day we have Mark Patak or Tim Weiss. I love Jews. I've always loved Jews in New York. Then on December 18th, he goes ahead and he ambushes Cutter Wallace on behalf of Alex Linder, who's gone ahead and dropped a dime. You know, and essentially come up with a stupid crap about how some guy that I'd never heard of, you know, who's an intellectual, is a homosexual. Well, I don't know if the guy's a homosexual or not. It's none of my business. It's none of my concern. Chris and Danny don't, you know, I mean, folks, for people who think that we're a bunch of Taliban Puritans, in some cases we are. We go after traitors. But in an ordered society, there's no police force. There's just an ad hoc, you know, posse, posse or two. There's no people going ahead and looking in your door to see whether or not, you know, where you put your pecker, you know, in your old lady's orifice, which one of them. We ain't paying attention to this crap. We don't care. As long as it don't go ahead and get outside the home. We don't go ahead and snoop. We don't go ahead and pry. We don't go ahead and tell people what to do other than certain written and, more importantly, the unwritten laws. Because the fact of the matter is, if you are an Israelite, the law of Yahweh is already written on your heart. And the other fact is that 95% of you are just nothing more than sheep. You're not leaders. There ought to be a place for every white child, a ordered place, a guaranteed place, a secure place, where every, you know, child, even, you know, even the retarded ones, like my, you know, two of my grandsons here, there ought to be a place where they can go ahead and live in peace and security, have maybe one child, and live a happy, normal, healthy lifestyle. And in order to do that, there needs to be, like Walter Pisander said, a neo-aristocracy on top, to where what is most important is the welfare of the entire nation, not of the greedy bastard who has managed to go ahead and fool the Whiggers into voting for him. So, how do we get from point A to point B? And the answer of it is that there is no getting from point A to point B without a great tribulation. Folks, if you're a trio, folks, in this Bible movement, people are watching. The 10,000 warlords are watching you. They're seeing you. And nothing. You know, if a sparrow falls, resistance will know about it. All we have to do is see what side you're on. That's the only question. That's the only criteria. Now, actually, I don't think Edgar Steele did it. I went ahead and, you know, raised my points. Where? You know, suppose this Flory Fairfax is an Aryan Nations, it's an Aryan Nations informant. How is that possible? Thing about it is that there is no, you know, well, I think Mongoloid is in the nut house, if you ask me. But generally if you go ahead and do that, you go ahead and being sent back there. You know, the thing about it is John said he could kick the shit out of Linstead. Well, guess what? Someone who was 2-3 inches taller than you, named Martin Burke, tried. The last thing, you know, thing I remember is that this nigger orderly named Oscar peeled me off of Martin Burke. And yes, I had bruises, but they said that Martin Burke, he had finger marks from my hands, from his elbow to his shoulders. And from what I gather, Martin Burke was racked up for a couple of days too. Martin Burke didn't want a rematch. What happens is that Jim Giles is not a pimple on the pussy of Martin Burke. Jim Giles is not a pimple on the mangina of Martin Burke. You know, Jim Giles is not a pimple. Mrs. Giles is not a pimple on the mangina of Mrs. Marty Dahmer Burke. What happens is they didn't like me called Tommy Dahmer and Marty Dahmer. But anyway, by the way, this Martin Burke, every August he gets pissed off because he got sent to the nut house on the 1st of September. And on 2007, he nearly killed a staffing orderly because, you know, this guy's a very dangerous psychotic. He went ahead and put 15 fractures on the guy's head. And what it boiled down to is really gunning for a different one, but he lost what little marbles he had when he was told that his little Camille act wasn't fooling anybody. He wasn't going to go over, across the street to Gulman in medium security, and he lost it. Now it's time to say, hey, look, you know, this nigger bitch psychiatrist, witch doctor Alicia Thompson, went ahead and gave me a major infraction for allegedly inciting Burke. You know, you're going to go ahead and give the staff assistant a major infraction for inciting Martin Burke. Had this bitch named Sarah Privia Hossenfeld. Go ahead. Well, you should have got hurt worse here for inciting Martin Burke. I said, look, it's up to me. I'd make Martin Burke the head of the Department of Mental Health, make him level 5, and give Martin Burke a Hershey bar to sodomize your little bastard that you just squeezed out. Now, she would have given me another intolerable infraction, but I already had one, you know, the night before, so she decided to go ahead and just huff and whine and piss and moan about it. You see, actually, at Gulman, maximum security, you have far more privileges and far more rights, in some cases, than you do over at Gulman. And the reason for that is quite simple. The nuts will beat the shit out of staffers that fuck with them too much. So, rather than go ahead and send a staffer to the hospital or have one staffer killed by a nut who cannot be held responsible, because guess what? He's nuts. That's why a psychiatric prison is far more dangerous than a regular prison, because the inmates can literally get away with murder simply by virtue of the nuts. It has happened. Now, about 4 or 5 months before I got sent there, this nigger got pissed off that, he was in there for a carjacking. He got pissed off that he wasn't sent to a prison instead, but to a nut house, and he wanted to kill a staffer. Instead, he went ahead and killed another inmate. And then after he killed the inmate, they took him out of the nut house and put him in the county jail for 2 years, where he was nutty as hell. And eventually his lawyer went ahead and worked out a plea bargain to where he got 15 years for second-degree murder. It was also time served. Some of it was time served for when he was in the jail in the nut house. He got out of the nut house. He did it by killing somebody. So these places are dangerous. And anything else, some roid rage retard screaming at me 350 miles away, hey, I'm not scared of Jim Giles. Obviously, I'm not scared of Jim Giles. I went ahead and provoked the retard. Jim Giles is a hollow man. He's a little man. Because Hunter Wallace, he's 5'2", short and fat, looks like a Pillsbury Doughboy. He could have said nuts here about a month or so ago when he went ahead and confronted this asshole, went ahead and screwed up this American Renaissance thing here. And I'll give Fade, I said, hey, Fade, you grew up there. You know what I mean? I really appreciate that here. Because in this bowel movement, you work with whatever you have. My friend John Britton, called me. I was talking to him this morning. And I said, hey, look, we don't have an SS in the movement. We don't even have an SA. And what happened is my friend John Britton said, hell, we don't even have a Job Corps. What happens is that Jim Giles, if he wasn't a traitor, would have a useful purpose in the movement. He has, you know, he has a relatively quick wit. He has a very good way of speaking, but the problem of it is that he's a traitor. If he's not a traitor for money, you got to wonder about that here, because now he's bitching that his grandfather's dead and he don't have any money. He has to go ahead and become part of the white money movement they used to bitch and piss and moan about. But in addition, he's a traitor for nothing more than his own freaking vanity. And what he did is that here is Edgar Steele. He's down, he's out. And for 21 freaking days in a row, he goes ahead and has to prove Edgar Steele guilty. That's not his job. That's not my job. And the fact of the matter is it's going to be in the job of an evil system. A death squad, as you will. I went ahead and talked to this guy. He didn't, you know, this old guy. He didn't like Edgar Steele that much. But I went ahead and told him what Jim Giles had done, what I, you know, what I'd done. He says, "Hey, that stupid asshole." Yeah, that stupid asshole. That's about as apt, you know, that's about as apt a summation as I can, you know, see here. I went ahead and people were talking about his blue tick nose. Well, guess what? Jim Giles' blue tick nose is stuck up his blue tick asshole as he licks his blue tick nuts like a dog for no other good reason than because he can. What sort of man does it take to go ahead and be ever so proud of being able to go ahead and snap the neck of some, you know, of some sick lawyer? You know, he's probably a couple inches and 80 pounds less heavy, you know, heavy than him, and 13 years older, and sick, and half-starved, and, you know, scared. Most of these lawyers, most of these little intellectuals, they can't handle prison life. They end up going ahead and being weak. And the niggers and the rest, they prey on them here. I used to piss off these little criminals, like Visser and Brian Wright. Because what happens is that, hey, I wouldn't allow myself to be preyed on by these little jukels. They had me worse than, you know, shoot these real perverts. Real perverts, hey, yeah, no big deal. But they hate a white man standing up for himself in prison. You know what I mean? They might respect it, they might fear, but they hate any white man. They hate a white man at all here. Much less standing up in prison. So the thing about it is that you don't run, you don't dare hide. I went ahead and made no secret that I was Aryan Nations. I made no secret that I was a Klansman. Niggers respected that because they think every white man is a Klansman. He's the biggest faggot. But, you know, that's a thing for another thing. But Jim Giles is utterly contemptible. Utterly contemptible. Running around and telling, you know, running around and essentially going after a sick enemy. And what happens, Edgar Steele is his enemy here. What happens, because Edgar Steele is on the side of the resistance. I'll believe for a minute that Edgar Steele is his Ogbot. So, you know, my position is Edgar Steele is not guilty. I don't need to go ahead and say it here. I mean, how, you know, what sense does it make to go ahead and whine about somebody maybe killed his wife for $100,000 of insurance money, when I go ahead and advocate rounding up people, skinning them alive, breaking them at the wheel, hanging them with their own intestines, making them eat their testicles, and going ahead and giving, you know, my soldiers absolute free reign, my 10,000 warlords free reign, to do what it takes to go ahead and cull a diseased herd of wiggers and every single mud and Jew and mamzer that they can go ahead and get their hands on. Isn't whether or not some lawyer went ahead and tried to go ahead and have Jew lightning put on his old lady, isn't that a pissant thing in the overall scheme of things? And the answer is it is. I don't think Edgar Steele did it. I think Edgar Steele's a big pussy. But, essentially, I don't think Edgar Steele did it. It don't make any freaking sense. And since when? Since when? Since when is whether some guy wants to whack his wife for the insurance money? Since when is it a federal thing? The answer is it's not. This is all a set-up deal. All together a set-up deal. So those people of you who are worried about me, the fact of the matter is that I can't act like I'm scared of Zog. The proper purpose is for Zog to be scared shitless of me, like this Granby pig was last tonight. He had some other woman next to him here. It wasn't his wife, Danita. But he's been screwing around with her on her for years, and I guess she knows it. What happens is you end up having all these cunts wet for pig dick. I don't know why. Pigs are not supermen. Pigs are not even men. All they are is just little conditioned thugs, like Jim Giles wants to be. What happens? He tried to be an FBI guy, supposedly. Well, hey, what sort of person wants to go ahead and be a collaborator? What sort of person wants to go ahead and be part of a treasonous regime that's destroying our race? Now, this guy Haddon, he's just a little eunuch, a little moral and mental and probably physical eunuch who hangs around with his little tinny up, 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 up. Go ahead and confront him. Edgar Steele effectively told his wife to lie. No, he didn't, you little cocksucker. No, he didn't. He didn't tell her to lie, do shit here. Essentially, what you want to do is you want to go ahead and supposedly have Edgar Steele hire a little whore expert to go ahead and testify the tape isn't real. And that's what all these experts are, is just whores. They'll go ahead and testify to whatever. But Edgar Steele, he don't have the money. Guess what? Zog went ahead and took his money. In violation of Article 5 of the Constitution and Bill of Goods, which says that no money shall be taken, no life, liberty, or property shall be taken without due course of law, they went ahead and confiscated his money. Their little precious Constitution of Bill of Goods didn't mean shit to them. No, Edgar, your little scheme of going ahead and buying a whole bunch of silver and making a killing didn't mean shit. It was just a stupid little plan. You should have gone ahead and bought lead. But, you know, hey, I'll tell Edgar Steele how to run his business affairs. I mean, I thought it was just mainly bullshit, but it was interesting bullshit. And I read it. I mean, Edgar Steele does know how to whip up the wiggers. That's why he's a wigger whimperer. But no, I do believe, as a matter of fact, that Edgar Steele is, not guilty, but it don't really matter to me whether he's guilty or not. And that is a source of, oh my God, why is it wrong? Well, Covington tried to tell Edgar Steele that as well. Edgar Steele the entire time has been going ahead and trying to call up people. And for my day, he's called up April Gatty three times, and he's been told three times. See, April Gatty is at least more steadfast than the Apostle Paul, because she's never denied Edgar Steele once. Now, from what I hear, Edgar Steele went ahead and did her a favor for keeping her kids, her Prussian blue kids, out of the clutches of her ex-boyfriend who wanted to go ahead and take them because mom was a racist. You know what, April used to have a problem, but she's been settling up pretty strong the last couple of years. So I'm not going to say anything against April Gatty here. Even though she ain't Christian Danny, I mean, it don't really matter to me here. She's become a rather respectable, matron, leading woman in the movement here. And she's loyal. So, hey, no problem with April Gatty. And what happens is I really respect her for going ahead and sticking by her friends. And Edgar Steele's her friend. So, I listen to her kids, and they're not A-class recording talent like Taylor. They're no Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus, for which she should be grateful. And I would say they're B and C level talent. They're passably cute, and they're you know, they know how to go ahead and carry a tune, and they're okay. You know, but what they are is that they're really inbred. You know, what happens is that the Grandy Inbred Fest is concluding tonight, and when I started, they still had fireworks going on. But yeah, they're okay for movement. They're okay for movement. You know, things or something like that. And the thing about it is, they sing perfectly good songs, perfectly good here. They should make a number of records, but I wouldn't do any of the touring stuff. And from what I gather, a couple of years ago, you know, her daughters pretty well say, "Hey, Mommy, we're tired of doing this recording studio or recording tour crap here. We don't mind the recording studio stuff here. You know, and we want to get out of the music business." And I guess from what I gather, April went ahead and wasn't the showbiz mom and said, "Okay." Which is why you don't hear from them anymore. But I've seen a bunch of people who sort of latch over that young tail, and you know, I mean, I don't know if it's all gear healthy. So I think it's a good thing here that she's, you know, their daughters have sort of decided to take a break from it here. And what they should do is that they should go ahead and just simply cover good resistance songs, you know, for the movement. And essentially, you know, sell CDs, and you pay them a couple dollars. You know, no need for the freaking tour stuff here, because they have nice voices. They know how to play a guitar. So yeah, they would be useful for the resistance to go ahead and just simply, you know, cover resistance songs and sing them. You know, because that's what they do. But good AJ. Getting off on a tangent. Anyway, let's see. Okay, well, you know, look, folks, you people can think I'm as nuts as you want. It don't really matter to me, okay? What difference does it make? What happens is actually useful. Because just like this crazy cunt goes ahead and claims that old Mona. I went ahead and Mona is just like all these other wiggers. She's a Mason. And what happens, fundamentalist Christians have been mean to Masons. Because what happens is that we go ahead and we judge the Bible. Well, look, you silly cunt, why don't you just go ahead and pull a Reverend Mongoloid Hardy? Why don't you just simply go ahead and just worship yourself? Why bother to go ahead and go through these things of reading the Bible if all you're going to do is interpret the Bible to suit you? You see, when you go ahead and take the Bible as anything other than literal word of God, they'll say, so you're not setting God up to be God. You're setting yourself up to be God because you're the one who interprets it. Just like a Jew judge like Elena Kagan is going to interpret the constipation and bill of goods, and just like these Jew judges and these Whigger judges, they pretty well determine what the Constitution says because they interpret it. Generally, in the old days, to say that someone interpreted the law was to accuse that judge of treason, of going ahead and using the power of the state to suit himself. And that's exactly what it is. You see, we don't have rule of law. We have maybe rule of lawyers who pretty well say what the law is, and the pigs say what the law is. They like going ahead and coming up with little shit right on, you know, around the side. I went ahead and asked this scrappy pig, "Am I under arrest?" "Well, no. Why are you worried about it?" But no, that's just a reminder to me to move along before I say something. Most of the time, it's not smart to smart off to a pig because he'll find some way, reason, because he gets mad, to throw you in prison. Because that's what? In jail. Because that's what pigs do. They're in it for the power. He went ahead and he called a bunch of people when he seen me. Had a bunch of pigs went ahead and were looking at me. See, pigs, you know, pigs are not lone wolves. Essentially, they hunt in packs. You know, and as part of a perjury party. Anyway, you know, right now, from what I go, there's a lawsuit by some female sow who essentially got sexually harassed by a city council critter, you know, with the aid of old Scott Whitman. When I was in jail, there was this guy who was accused of using meth, and his girlfriend was screwing Scott Whitman. And it pretty well came out on this transcript. And it was part of that crap to where they ended up going ahead and giving him 120 days with a 40-year backup. What sort of thing is that? And the answer of it is that essentially he probably was a meth head. But on the other hand, they really couldn't prove it, in many cases, because the witness, his girlfriend, was screwing Scott Whitman. And Scott Whitman was such a crooked pig that even the Newton County Sheriff's Department had to go ahead and dump him. So he comes back to Granby and resumes being a pig like he was. We got run out of Granby a number of years ago to the Newton County Sheriff's Department. You see, these pigs, they migrate. They go ahead and they commit all these crimes, and then once they get a little bit too much to cover up, they go migrate to another jurisdiction. They resume being pigs, and they resume committing crimes behind the badge. There's a Granby pig, from what I gather, who used to be in Anderson, which was, oh, it's 25 miles down the road. And essentially what this Anderson pig liked doing was finding little 14-year-old girls and using his power to go ahead and essentially diddle them under law. And the good people of Anderson got tired of that shit, so now he's in Granby. Do you think he's going to change his behavior when he's in Granby? I don't. What happens, though, is that once he's in Granby, he goes ahead and molests some 14-year-old girls underneath the power of his authority. He can go ahead and have John LePage and go ahead and send on there, and McDonald County goes ahead and cleans up Newton County pig shit. Newton County judges, like Selby and Stremmel, clean up McDonald County pig shit. That's what they do. These judges go ahead and clean up and eat all this pig shit. The pigs are the biggest criminals ever. They're the ones with the gang. They're part of the government gang with the badges. And you wonder why Yahweh is tired of this crap? Folks, there's going to be a great tribulation. And, you know, while this cop Mona went ahead and accused me of bringing it on, the answer of it is I don't bring it on. She loves the current system. And essentially, her animus against Edgar Steele, is that Edgar Steele talked harshly to his wife. Edgar Steele might be looking for some younger pussy. Oh, my God. That happened to me. I've got to go ahead and send these awful men to go ahead and look for a younger pussy who wants to be screwed in return for money. What happens, I'm no longer this most loved doll no more. I had my time and it passed me by, but guess what? I'm a lawyer from California screaming about Jews. And by the way, this evil cunt went ahead and said that I sound like a Mexican or something. No, kind. I come from South Dakota. South Dakota is probably the most racist state next to Mississippi because we don't much care for red niggers. The ultimate, insult in South Dakota used to be being called a squaw man. That meant a dirty wigger had nothing better to do than screw a squaw pussy and breed a whole bunch of, passable little mixed breeds and quarter breeds and half breeds. That was the ultimate, generally anybody in South Dakota don't much care for Indians. The Indians know it. They stay on their reservation where they belong. And then when they go ahead and cut each other up, that's the job of the federal district court in Rapid City to listen in on. I almost listened in on it because this judge go ahead and sent my father to prison for 5 years for threatening a South Dakota state judge, Supreme Court judge, because that cocksucker was one of Jenny's dogs who pretty well disenfranchised us after the bitch Jenny went ahead and knocked old my grandfather Martin Samuelson head with a jack handle and sat her 300-pound ass all over his head and smothered him. You know what I mean? Dad didn't much care for that shit here. He didn't much care for his children being disinherited by this evil bitch. And as he said, her fucking dogs. Her dirty, you know, her dirty dog lawyers. So things were no better, really, in 1971 when this occurred. The thing about it is that all the poison fruit of this poison tree are all coming to a nexus. And regardless, there's no hiding from Zog. If Zog, if Yahweh goes ahead and lets Zog go after you, Zog will go after you. So many people, they go ahead and they claim their faith in, you know, in Christ. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't believe, you know, I do not believe in, my computer went off.
Anyway,
I don't believe in tempting fate. But on the other hand, you can't live in fear. You can't be a servant of fear. Because if you are, then you worship yourself more than you worship Yahweh and Yahweh's laws. And that is what ends up happening. You can't do that. By the way, folks, it looks like my connection has been lost, so I'm going to have to go ahead and regain it. Hold on. Well, folks, this is, this is Talk Shoe, and every so often you go ahead and get kicked off, okay? Anyway, let's see. Where was I? The thing about it is, like I told the stupid cut here, I don't think her behavior would improve unless you went ahead and gave her a choice of either I go ahead and cut off two tits, make you go ahead and tan both tits and wear those tits as a skull cap, or see whether or not you have enough self-discipline just to go ahead and cut off one of your tits and wear, you know, tan it and wear it as a skull cap. The fact of the matter is you're just an evil, stupid bitch. She goes ahead and uses her power, and now you see that Edgar Steele's in your sights. There's something contemptible about somebody who goes ahead and kicks and kicks and kicks one of our own when he's down for no other reason than because, guess what? Edgar Steele had a big head and wouldn't accept your apology. Well, your apology wasn't worth a shit because you're not an honest man. You're not much of a man at all because, guess what? What you should have done, Jim Giles, is you should have told Edgar Steele to fuck off. He just walked away from it. The thing about it is that going after that here, you might go ahead and find some way. And guess what? As I was listening into your show, if anybody was doing any witness tampering, it was you. Trying to go ahead and interview Edgar Steele's mother-in-law. Why in the world, when Dan Jones goes ahead and wants to have an interview with you, guess what? You call the FBI? But on the other hand, there's an FBI matter with Edgar Steele, and you've got to go ahead and call up Edgar Steele's mother-in-law. Hunt her down, snoop around, and then go ahead to where some man tells you, don't do this no more, don't call again, leave my wife alone. why in the world was that even necessary? Now, folks, I predicted when Edgar Steele got arrested, because I knew how the system works, that Fagel, under law, Edgar Steele should have been, guess what? You know, he should have gone ahead and been given a summons, or even if he was arrested, should have been able to go ahead and make bond. Now, last couple of months here, I've been posting in Newton County incidents of real perverts to where they have, you know, there was a statutory rape like this truck driver did with his stepdaughter. Guess what? His bond was $20,000. Mine was set by the faggot judge, Gregory Strammel, at $100,000. They had no intention of being able to go ahead and make bond. And that is what Zog does. When they want to go ahead and screw you, they go ahead and interpret the law as however it suits them here. So as a result, you don't have any law. And the only way to go ahead and cure that is to go ahead and get rid of, you know, and the way of it is that this great tribulation, I'm not the one bringing it on. Yahweh even isn't the one bringing it on. All this great tribulation is the end result of what happens when a bunch of evil people get together and you end up having 300 million evil zombie animals who cannot live in peace with each other. And the end result will be chaos. The end result will be disorder. The end result will be civil war, famine, disease, pestilence, all the four horses of the apocalypse, and they're coming. They're riding. And on this show, I can hear them coming, and I tell you what's coming up. So, folks, I don't panic. I went ahead and called Jim Giles, you know, this guy, you know, who arranged the interview for him. And let me tell you, I was grateful to Jim Giles for finally interviewing me, even though I did not trust him altogether. But yesterday, hearing for the second time, before I got it was three times, April Gady and Harold Covington essentially saying that, no, they didn't think Edgar Steele did it. Didn't make any sense. And Edgar Steele, and what happens, Jim Giles, he goes ahead and he lies. He lies that, well, if Edgar Steele can prove himself innocent, I'll be the first to go ahead and do whatever I can. No, you won't, you liar. The entire time Edgar Steele has been in, you have ignored people who actually know him in return for people who don't know him but who have their own private axe to grind. I was listening to the Socrates thing here, and this April Gady made her point against this evil bitch Mona, saying, who are you? I question your motives. Why are you doing this? And the answer of it is, there is no reason. This Mona just wants to go ahead and be in charge. This Mona wants to go ahead and be in power. This Mona wants to go ahead and destroy some white man because she hates white men, because essentially white men don't want her rancid old snatch. Oh, by the way, Edgar Steele, Jim Giles, this stupid cunt Helen, who told you that, you know, that cursing is Jewish, the profanity is Jewish, it's not. You know, just like, you know, this stupid cunt said that me talking about a bowel movement insulted her. Well, I said, well, that's the reason, because you ain't had a bowel movement for years. That's why you're so full of shit. And the stupid cunt was trying to go ahead and put me in my place. I said, look, cunt, you're not going to put me in my place. You don't get to tell me what to do. You might be a stupid cunt lawyer in California, but who cares? And, oh, well, you know, and she goes ahead and whines about how I'm giving her death threats. Bitch, the fact of the matter is that anybody who's seen your worthless cunt ass here should be able to go ahead and take your head without a single thing being said about it. You show your face, you run your mouth, shit, anybody ought to go ahead and have a perfect right, in fact, an obligation, to go ahead and set you on your fat, ugly, old rigger ass, stink ass, and poke, you know. Go ahead and set you on a sharpened stake. Get your vocal cords so you can't scream and bother too many people. And make sure you go ahead and sit there to where the crows can pick out your eyes here. That's what a worthless, evil, stupid bitch you are. And the fact of the matter is, it ought to be open season 24-7, 365 days until you're rounded up. Now, if I ain't going to go to, if I'm not going to go ahead and go to Mississippi to administer some pig-lice testicle-eating syndrome on Jim Giles, I certainly ain't going to go ahead and go drive all the freaking way to California, land of fruits and nuts and wiggers and niggers and beaners, certainly beaners. I'm not going to go all the way to California and do anything about you, but, you know, the fact of the matter is you're a traitor. Just having your another traitor. Three traitors ditching about Edgar Steele. That's all it is. Edgar Steele ain't a traitor. He's a wiggle emperor, but he ain't a traitor. And fact of the matter is, there's something very highly contemptible about a 6'1", 6'2" bully going ahead and talking about snapping the neck of some poor, sick old lawyer, 13 years older than him, who's sick with anxiety and sick with fatigue. That's contemptible. That is highly contemptible. You're not a man. The best part of you, roll down your wigger, skank, whore mother's leg 52 years ago. And what happens is that I blame a traitor's behavior on the traitor's entire family. What happens is you don't take out just one pig. If you're a pig, you're a traitor. If you're a lawyer, you're a traitor. If you're a judge, you're a traitor. If you're a government worker, you're a traitor. If you're a wigger traitor, you're a traitor. And every single one of you traitors have no loyalty to anything or yourself. That's why you do what you do. And what I'm glad as hell to see is the FBI is no longer treating their traitors. They're lying cocksuckers, as they say. They say a rat is a rat and a cocksucker is a cocksucker. The FBI despises people like you, but they use you. They use you. And what I'm so glad to see is Bill White, who I think is a traitor and a Jew, and Hal Turner and the rest. I like seeing the traitors get what they got, you know, get what they got here. The rest of you little wiggers, you know, little intellectual wiggers who think that I'm ruining your precious bowel movement. Well, I'm not. Your bowel movement is, is just nothing more than a cesspool. If you don't like the fact that I go ahead and show a turd, well, guess what? That turd is the healthiest thing that a bowel movement has ever produced here. The rest of most of you people are just nothing more than parasites. You have Hal Turner syndrome. You know what Hal Turner syndrome is? I've seen you characters for 16 years. And what you do is you say, oh, good, oh, no. What happens is that extremists like you, Pastor Liz, did. What happens is that, oh, my God, we're going to go ahead and have a civil war, and that's awful, that's bad. That's, you know, what happens is that millions of zombie wiggers like me, we could die in the Civil War. No more wigger. Well, it's the end of the world as I know it. Do you know that even though I wasn't trained in masturbation, I discovered it myself? Yes, I discovered masturbation. You know? And Jim Giles, what happens is that as far as masturbation goes here, I mean, rather than go ahead and fuck mulatto skanks here, you should go ahead and avail yourself of more masturbation. You know what I mean? Maybe masturbation would make you more of a man. Rather than go ahead and suffer from roid rage retard here, masturbation might mellow you out here. Go ahead and smoke some nigger weed too here. Usually I don't go ahead and tell people that masturbation nigger weed is required, but in your case here, rather than being a roid rage retard, and a trader in the Sogbot. If you go ahead and masturbate more and smoke more nigger weed, it would definitely improve you as a subhuman being. Really would. Really would. Then you might have something better to do than, you know, kick some poor sick lawyer when he's down. Folks, there's no, I mean, what happens is that looking at that here, you know, I tell people that, you know, some 6'2" bully wants to go ahead and snap the neck of a little, you know, a little weird looking, you know, he is a weird looking lawyer. I got to give him that here. Well, you said Edgar Steele's not a leader. Well, I don't think he's a leader. In fact, I told him he wasn't a leader. I told him he was a wigger whimperer. You know, I don't think Edgar Steele much cared for it. You know, pity I can't have John Britton come on tonight because essentially we went ahead and exchanged an email with Edgar Steele last year to where, you know, he said, Mark Liston calls you a wigger whimperer. You know, he said, well, Mark Liston is bad shit to say. And then I went ahead and told him, well, you tell a wigger whimper that, you know, that Pastor Liss would far rather be fat, you know, be a bat shit and say Nazi Christian identity type than to be a, you know, than to be a typical wigger whimperer. But anyway, I mean, shoot. You know, actually, I do like Edgar Steele, and he has his uses here. He is no leader. I don't know if he ever claimed to be a leader, but if he did claim to be a leader, let me tell you, he's no leader. He's a wigger whimper. He's useful for what he does. Just like Fade, the Butcher, and Cutter Wallace, he's useful for doing what he does, and that is going ahead and getting a whole bunch of intellectuals to go ahead and yap, stupid intellectual shit here. If you go ahead and get this stuff done, well, maybe some of them will go ahead and develop a nuts and bring it about here. So Fade did. Fade discovered he had a pair. He still looks like a fat little Pillsbury Doughboy, but hell, you know, Fade discovered he had a pair, and he used them. And the thing about it is, all you people making fun of Fade here because, you know, he got set up and, you know, ambushed by the Roid Rage retard. Well, guess what? Fade went ahead, he whined, he whimpered for about 4 or 5 days, but, you know, he got over it here. The Roid Rage retard, he still ain't got over for a lot less that Edgar Steele allegedly did to him here. Now, who's far more of a man? The answer of it is Fade is. Far more of a man. For Fade's followings here. And Fade has a number of followings, and I'd shoot on his ass over him. But the fact of the matter is Fade's far more of a man than Jim Giles ever was and ever will be. So, I mean, I have chewed on Fade the Butcher's ass, you know, a couple times. But he is useful to the movement here. And he actually does have a leadership position because he does get things done. As Kurt, who got me an interview with Jim Giles, he in his own way is a leadership too. He gets things done too. I complimented him on that stuff. But the fact of the matter is that, look, as time goes on, more and more and more of these traitors are revealed. And that's all they are, is traitors. Thing about it is, it's not for you to speculate as to whether Edgar Steele did or did not kill his wife. I don't think he did. You know, like Harold Covington said, is that, shoot, you know, you have probable cause. Edgar Steele, by law, which the Zog is not following even with her magistrate, you know, judges. Let me just tell you about these judges. There's a case, Winstead versus City of Granby, where the 8th U.S. Circuit Court went ahead and ruled that Judge Dean Whipple, the case was dismissed, but guess what? Dean Whipple did not have to go ahead and obey local rule 39.1 before he dismissed the case. So in short, the federal judges don't have to even obey their own local court rules. That's pretty well what the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals said in the case that I went ahead and brought against City Granby over a fist fight. Oh, by the way, you know, Jim Giles, I mean, I have been involved in what I call pig lice and council critter riots. I have been arrested for essentially being assaulted by council critters and then going ahead and beating the council critter's ass and then arrested for starting a riot. Happened on August 9th of 1994. And I may go ahead and go to one of the buildings and scan that article in. And essentially what boiled down to is the same piece of shit prosecuting attorney went ahead and he said, well, guess what? If there was no disturbing the peace, there was no assault. Because I went ahead and filed assault charges against the council greer that attacked me. You know what I mean? I defended myself. Probably should have kicked the bastard's face in, but instead I went ahead and gave him a punch back. If I'd gone ahead and kicked his face in, probably I would have been killed by the pigs. Look, folks, the pigs do whatever the hell they want to. That's why they get 3 or 4 of them here. You go ahead, you can't just kill, you know, they're like latest potato shoes. You can't just kill just one pig, at least not yet. And in many cases, whether you survive or not, we're on a fine line as to whether or not you starve to death because you let the pig take your food that you save for you and your family, or whether or not, you know, whether or not you killed the pig as backup at the right time. There's going to be some hard decisions you're going to have to make. And if you're not men now, in order to survive, you're going to have to be. You're going to have to be. Folks, I don't live my life in fear. I'm not a bit scared of Jim Giles. You go ahead and listen to it. I go ahead and I taunt Jim Giles. Make him scream because, look, all Jim Giles is just a bully. Look, just because he goes ahead and yells and screams don't mean nothing. He's not a drill sergeant. He's not anything. He's just a retard with a radio show. And generally, when he's going ahead and telling you that he thinks the reason that his Radio Free Mississippi is up is that because they want, you know, the feds want to go ahead and harvest IP numbers, chances are he's telling the truth. That's exactly what it is. Now, I go ahead and I download the shows all the time. Now, this guy got me an interview. He asked me not to go ahead and fight with Jim Giles. But after listening to this Hadding and Mona and Jim Giles, you know, just after I'd gone ahead and listened to, essentially, him talk to Covington and April Gady, and not, you know, essentially what happens is what they say don't mean nothing to him. Because guess what? They tell him what he don't want to hear. And Edgar Steele's innocent. You should not go ahead and judge him. You should not go ahead and help Zog. He goes ahead and he finds two other traitors who go ahead and back him up. And by this time, I'd pretty well decided to shoot. It's come time to go ahead and have a confrontation. And I did have that confrontation. Folks, I'm never worried about looking like a fool. Because if you think I'm a fool and you think I'm crazy, well, then you go ahead. The fact of the matter is that if you cannot hear what Christ is saying in me, it's because Christ has not called you. It's because you are a strange plant, not of Yahweh, which Christ means to go ahead and uproot. And we don't go, I'd never look a gift tribulation in the mouth. Like I said before, I got a little fine. Got a little fine underneath the DVD. You know, hanging next to the TV screen underneath the laptop computer and says, don't fuck with the Great Tribulation. It's going to happen. So, you know, whether or not you die in ignorance as a Whigger or a Mamser doesn't mean anything to me. What happens is that Yahweh has willed, you know, like it says in Matthew chapter 13, 10 to 17. Why does Jesus Christ talk in parables? And that is the trap I set for this bitch Mona. And she knew it was a trap. Because I'd gone ahead and beat her little Jew lawyer nose, pointing out that all the stupid crap that she was saying was contrary directly to what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said, he is not with us, he's against us. He said, he went ahead and called the Canaanite woman a dog. He said he only came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that, when it comes down to, although there's Zogbots and Jews and Mamsers listening, this message is only to, really, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. what happens is that you can hear my voice. You understand because Jesus Christ chose you special to go ahead and having ears to hear, having eyes to see, and having a mind to understand that you do see and hear and understand. And therefore, you don't mind the fact that I may very well be inadequate as a mouthpiece. I understand my imperfections, and speaking is not one of my better traits here. I'm very good at writing things here. Very good. My missives, my writing tends to be rather large because I assume that a lot of you don't know what's going on, so I have to go ahead and every single time provide a foundation. And if I have time, I provide the hyperlinks. And the hyperlinks interlock with each other. So, folks, I mean, I do what needs to be done. I do it for a reason. Okay? So, in any case, this Mona, I mean, she worships herself here. So you had three traitors, three self-serving traitors. Really, three matoids, because essentially they don't have any human feelings. They're not interested in anything in themselves. And what I've seen, the National Alliance should have been called Matoid Central, because that's exactly what it was. All so-called brain, but without any brain. Because in order to have a brain, you have to go ahead and have something, you know, you have to go ahead and have hands and feet and legs and mind and balls in order to go ahead and use that brain in order to be something here. Because if you're just nothing more than a disembodied mouth without any thinking behind it, well, that's what you end up having when you have the roid rage retard, Jim Giles. But folks, by the way, an Anglo-Saxon monosyllable is not a Jew word. Every single language has a word for shit. Every single language has a word for fuck. Because guess what? Everybody has to shit or fuck. If you didn't have a word for shit or fuck, then guess what? You wouldn't be able to go ahead and describe what you do with a portion of your time. In some cases, a rather larger portion of your time than others. So, anyway, well, you're a coasty, Linstead. I don't know what the hell a coasty is. Anyway, okay. Well, anyway, where am I at? Anyway, they're going on with that. I think I've gone ahead. Let me see. It's been, hour and a half or so. And I pretty well covered, I think, Jim Giles. I'll go ahead and listen to his morning show, and I'll listen to some of his afternoon show or something like that. You know, and the fact of the matter is that I don't think Jim Giles is going to learn anything from this. You know, he might, but then, he might not. Jim Giles essentially is a self-serving traitor. You know, Metzger was absolutely right when he pretty well cut him off. We went ahead and cut him off and said, hey, look, folks, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and talk to a snitch. And Jim Giles is a snitch. And by the way, what happens is that Jim Giles, the people he identifies most with, he identifies most with Trader Glenn Miller. Folks, when you tell people like Trader Glenn Miller that they have to pay for their treason, and even if they go ahead and die, that their worthless family has to pay for their treason, because that is what, that's pretty well what the, that's pretty well what the law of Yahweh was. You see, like I covered in my sermon on April 9th, you know, called House of Ahab, what happens? You were an ordinary criminal. You went ahead and you might be executed, but you were buried. Now, if you were a regime criminal, Your body was to be left out for the dogs and birds to eat, and your entire family was put to death. And anyone who went ahead and buried you or your family's carcass was deemed a traitor as well. And they and their family were left for the birds of the air to eat and the dogs of the field. And what happens is not only was the traitor killed, but his entire family was killed. And the whole purpose of it is so that, I mean, there's always a temptation when you're in power is to use the power of the state to enrich you and your family. That is why the niggers can't rise above it, because every time a nigger gets in power, he steals from everybody else. He has his family, he brings his extended family, and they steal. And as a result, the niggers have never, ever been able to go ahead and maintain anything other than a despotism. The same way with the Gooks, and the same way with the Indians, and the same way with some whites, like the Russians, like the Slavs. They can sort of maintain, in many cases, a sort of social order, but they've always been more stable when they're ruled by kings. It's only the Western and Northern, Anglo-Saxon and German, you know, Germanic and Scandinavian and some Celtic people who have been able to go ahead and have a representative democracy. And if they don't have a representative, you know, and the other, you know, niggers, they're not able to maintain any such thing. And part of the reason of it is that whenever a nigger comes to power, he uses the power of the state to steal for himself and the rest. And that is what's happening to our country. There's not any of these regime criminals who are able to go ahead and keep from stealing. That's why they're going to go ahead and give an appointment to this Kikas, who ain't that smart. But essentially what happens is that we're going to go ahead and there's not a single Protestant left on the bench. Well, what happens? We're going to go ahead and give this seat to a Jew lesbian. What happens? We're going to have three cunts on there. And I was listening to the show on Friday called To the Contrary. I call it To the Contrary. You end up having these other cunts saying, well, hey, what happens? We're going to end up having four cunts. Well, I didn't say cunt, but we're going to have four cunts to the Supreme Court, and then five, and then after that, we'll stop loose count. Essentially, what it boils down to is just like Aristotle said. He says that the slave first wants to be equal to the master, and then once the slave has become equal to the master, the slave wants to be the master over the former master. And that's what's happened in this country. The white man has been brought very low, and the racial alien brought very high. And that was a curse that Yahweh said he would bring upon Israel for a refusal to obey his orders, his commandments. It's not something really Yahweh brought upon us. It's something that we have brought upon ourselves. Folks, you can't understand that unless you are called by Jesus Christ, unless you are white, unless you are, you know, of the house of Israel, unpolluted, uncontaminated. Now, there's some mamsers listening here, and folks, you know, maybe one of these days I'll go ahead and work on something what I call racial federalism here. Maybe. You can have your own place to live, but not where you can go ahead and contaminate Israel. What happens is that niggers live far better under white men than they ever lived under other niggers. Beaners, they live far better under the white man than they ever do other beaners. Chinks, gooks, whatever. The thing about it is they're flowing in, and this is no longer land ruled by white values, because it's no longer ruled by the white man. So, In any case, let me go ahead and check and see what old VNN was going ahead, and this stupid Mona Montgomery cop was saying, "Are you working with any police, local, state, or federal?" And she said, and Alex Linder goes ahead and says it. Now, look, I despise Alex Linder. Alex Linder, though, did the right thing by going ahead and kicking out Hadding and moderating this cunt, Mona Montgomery. Now, the reason he did is that, hey, they don't provide any money. In fact, these wiggers and mamsers and traitors don't produce anything. She says, no, I'm not working with any kind of police, local police action. Agency. In fact, I am less, rather than more likely to avail myself of the services of the police. I demonstrated this last night in the Radio Free Mississippi Aurora broadcast when Pastor Mark Linstead threatened to kill me over and over using graphic descriptions of the torture he would employ, and then angrily demanded if I was going to call the police. No, cunt. I just simply ask you, How much persuasion would it take for you to behave? I didn't threaten to kill you. I made no imminent threat to kill anybody. I just simply asked you a hypothetical question, of whether or not you would behave, you would prefer for you to go ahead and ring one tit and then, can it and wear it as a skull cap, as opposed to someone like me having to go ahead and remove both of them and making you wear a skull cap. There's a difference between the two. No imminent threat was made. But go on. I mean, she ended up going ahead and twisting it to her little content to show that she isn't a pig agent, okay? I told him no, because I almost never, that's a weasel word, I had almost never called the police. Well, I don't know. What do you think almost never means? Answer, it means whatever the cunt wants it to mean. I consider it wimpy to call the police. I adhere to Bob Dylan's instruction in the 60s, the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Well, guess what? Bob Dylan's a Jew. What are you doing, cunt, by going ahead and whining about Jews? You show shades of Peter LeSkank, or Peter Shank. He went ahead and did the same thing about, Lynn says the Fed, Lynn says this, Lynn says that. Okay? Are you working with any white group, FDLC, ADL, et cetera, at all? Well, she might be. But the fact of the matter is, she's just a traitor who's loyal only to herself and her own little notions. Essentially, she's got in her stupid little cunt head that Edgar Steele must be guilty because he talked bad to his wife and gave her some abuse. I mean, some of these people, you go ahead and even talk bad to them. Yeah, well, Delaney, Delaney is running around with that here, you know what I mean? He has blue tick tug up, the motor's ass. Anyway, Delaney is just a Zogbot. He's the one who went ahead and him and his little pet cat Kaplan, dropped a dime on PastorLinstead.org, And I'll get it up. I've been saying that. And I've been paying to have it up, but I haven't gone ahead and put it up here. So I'll work on going ahead and getting that done. No, my loyalty has always been to the white race. No, it isn't, cunt. Your loyalty is only to yourself. Your loyalty is to, to your precious Masons. All your Masons are is just a bunch of wiggers who want to go ahead and bring all the gold and silver of the world to a rebuilt Solomon's temple so he can serve the Jews. That's where your loyalty is. Now, I don't know why these people would even want you, Moner, but hey, I guess they, you think they would. Okay. Well, Linder goes ahead and allows her on there, okay? But Alex Linder goes ahead and he's quite right, is that, look, you don't go ahead and help Zog try to trap Edgar Steele. And the bitch goes ahead, she pulls her little cunt bullshit, her little passive-aggressive horse shit. Now Slender is suspicious, as well he should be. In any case. So, going on, Huh. I'm going ahead and looking at, you know, Linder's bullshit here. You end up having some character called Lurker who just showed up. And essentially, you know, about 30%, like John Nugent went ahead and said, is that on Jew Holy Days, VNNF traffic drops by 30%. Well, the answer of it is 30% or better of Linder's tards or Jews. Why not? So, no, but Lurker, he's one of these people who just showed up to where he has a hard problem believing the government went ahead and set up Ed. You know what I mean? Huh. Oh, boy. Anyway, I looked at VNNF. Let me see. Let me go ahead and go over to where the pisser possums are running around. And they figured out that essentially, old Jim Giles, you know, ended up having a problem with me. Seed swallower. He calls himself Seedliner. I'd call him Seed Swiner or Seed Swallower. You know, he's a little Anglo Mestizo, little hanger on, you know, a little petty criminal who goes ahead and hangs on visitors for him. You know, sort of like this Lenio Barcelos here of the rest here. Obadorker, going on here. Let me see. Now Giles attacks Winstead and they come across this Occidental, you know, descent thing. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and read that. He's, you know, Oba Pisser Puster Possum says, I guess this means the Pope of CIA has added Giles to his guilding list. I said, well, I guess you're right. Thanks. Now looking now. Edit, Marty's in fine form in this broadcast. His comment, don't expletive deleted, you know. See, Obadorker came on, you know, yapping about profanity here. And she went ahead and cut out where I said, don't fuck with the Great Tribulation. This is classic. Edit, the best part of the broadcast is from 154 mark, where Giles freaks out and screams abuse at Marty. You sound literally retarded. After his positive experience with Winstead, Giles vows never to have anything to do with Christianity again. Which is fine. Look, Jim Giles is just like Clint Downey. Clint Downey claimed to be Christian identity and a dual seed line at that, but because Willie Martin, the most inoffensive man ever, went ahead and Martin Linstead and the rest, John Knight, went ahead and insulted her. She was not going to be Christian identity because of that. And if Jim Giles wants to play the same game, that's fine by me. The fact of the matter is Jim Giles isn't as Christian and certainly isn't really Christian identity material. Jim Giles is a solipsist. Jim Giles worships himself. That's all there is. And as a result, that's why he's a traitor. He don't care for anybody or himself. Nobody. Anyway, going on, I'm looking at this sort of thing, and Pisser Puster Possum, yeah, Jimmy's blue-tick nose must have been blocked with a cold. Because you would think he'd been able to sniff his way to that conclusion much earlier. As soon as Marty opens his yapper, he's raving about Zogbot, sci-fi favorite, feeding children's pig lice. Well, no. I've said feeding the spawn of pig lice to, whatever ends up happening to him. Well, didn't Marty get his backup when Mona asked his, you know, use of vulgarity with Jewish trait? What happens if these cunts go up and, you know, do the same thing here? Essentially, there's not a single Anglo monosyllable Saxon word which is of Jewish origin. Every language has basic words for, you know, shit or fuck or cunt or whatever. Every language. And what happens to Jim Giles is just doing an affectation. Anyway, liability clueless. So he calls himself Pastor Bill since I ordained the cocksucker. We, Marty Slams, Pastor Visser, and the rest of us on the Jim Giles Show. Marty is going to have to leave his hovel to do more than run his mouth. His tribulation is a fantasy. Where everyone that he doesn't like is going to come to his hovel, break in, stand there, and not resist while he tortures them. People are going to come to my hovel, break in, and stand there, and not resist while he tortures them. He certainly is never going to actually go out and do anything as well known as the area as a coward who calls the cops when it's time to do more than talk. No, Piggy. No, Piggy. No such thing. You know. And then Obadorker does this thing. Anyway, I went ahead and, yesterday or the day before, I went ahead and let Pastor Weissman go ahead and have Oba Pisser Puster Possum and a Liar Bill DeClueless Possum. And essentially, he's been going ahead and going to town on them thieves, which is as it should be. I'm glad that essentially he's going ahead and talking to them in a language that they can understand. Okay, let me go ahead and close that window. All right, here he is to fade the butcher's thing. Okay. And I'm looking at this here. It's up to quite a few. Roy Rage, Jim Giles chimps out. After my brief appearance on Radio Free Mississippi, I swore I would never have anything to do with Jim Giles ever again. In the months that followed, Giles abandoned the journalistic approach to doing interviews. And let me point out, when Jim Giles does interviews, he is very, very good and informed about it here. Now, most of the time, he had no idea what these people were talking about because I doubt that he's ever read a book in his life. He ended up having William Wind, of all people, and he really didn't understand anything. But Jim Giles is almost an ass licker when he has a guest that he really wants to go ahead and have on. He's not no Mike Wallace. He's more like a Larry King, in fact. So he can be quite polite. He was polite to me. Now, I don't think he's going to be polite anymore. And he did hang up, and I don't think he's going to accept any more of my calls. In fact, I greatly doubt it. And I don't see any reason for doing it at all here. Let him go ahead and listen to what I have to say. And, oh, by the way, Jim Giles, you want to call in to this show anytime, any place, anywhere, you go ahead and do so. I'm not scared of you. I certainly showed that. The thing about it is that what sort of man kicks some poor sick old lawyer who's locked up and tries to do the prosecutor's job for them? By the way, it's treasonous the way you go ahead. These prosecutors are looking here, and you might actually turn up something here that they can use against Edgar Steele. And that's what you want to do, and let them be known here. The fact of the matter is I don't think Edgar Steele did it, and you go ahead and twist it like Hatting and Motor wants to do based upon what they interpret Edgar Steele's testimony to be. But the fact of the matter is that you can go ahead and do real damage to Edgar Steele. Maybe it's just not a roid rage retard going ahead and screaming and hollering. Oh, by the way, you got to laugh here. Here he goes ahead and he screams about how Edgar Steele owns a horse farm on a lake in Idaho. And all he has is a $10,000 trailer. At the edge of a gravel road. How much did you pay for a house, Pastor Lynn said? Oh, I paid $3,000 for it in 1987. Yeah, I got a pretty good deal in 1987. I bought it from this guy who essentially wanted to go ahead and go on welfare, and he didn't think he could as long as he owned a house. And the house, essentially is a hovel. It was built in 1910 somewhere and got moved. Because the guy got it for free, and the guy went ahead and put rocks on. So, it's somewhat of a hovel, but, I can't go ahead and even get Roxy to go ahead and live at the trailer at the foot of the hill. You know what I mean? So, no, these people, anyway, I'm a little bit tired, but I'm going to go ahead and go on, go ahead and read this sort of thing. I mean, I live a relatively low standard of living. And I'm comfortable with it. I wasn't that crazy about paying $4 for a funnel cake, but hey, it was Roxy's money, and she wanted it. And she's good to me. So occasionally you go ahead and do things to please your old lady. You don't let your old lady rule over you, but you do go ahead and please your old lady as best as you can. All right? That was a fairly fresh, funnel cake, but, I mean, I hate crowds. I went ahead and got a picture of this pig, Scott Whitman. And that pig has shrunk quite a bit. Used to be a big, fat, strong pig. Now he's sort of a wizened pig. Pigs either get fat. Most of them get real fat. But sometimes pigs go ahead and it's as if being out goes ahead and sweats the poison out of them, and they sort of get thinner and leaner. And, I guess he had some new pussy with him, who was fawning on him, looked a little bit scared. He was saying that I was in the news and supposedly I'd gotten killed some mayor in Arizona, the last couple of days, and I'm looking at him, what the hell are you talking about? Anyway, I told him, that chances are he'd be on the movement tour tonight. He was. What he is, he's just an evil, crooked pig. Just like the kind that, 66% of pigs are just evil, thieving pigs. That's their nature. They're hired to be nothing more than thugs. And what they do is that they do whatever the hell they can get by with here. And that's why it pays for pigs to go ahead and be scared of me, because he is somewhat scared of me. I don't mouth off to the pig. He's going to go ahead and look, see the picture I took of him, what I write on my webpage. He's not going to like it. But the fact of the matter is, like this one guy asked me, aren't you scared? Why'd you get out? I point out is that what Zog is scared of, the reason they're scared shitless of Christian identity is because we're a racial religion, and the racial religion calls for the destruction of Zog Babylon and most of the inhabitants thereof. The thing about it is that we can't be reasoned with. We can't be bought off. We can't be scared off or intimidated. And as a result, you end up going ahead and creating men like me who go ahead and do their best to create a racial hate religion to where there is no place for Zog. There's no place for Jews. Just like there needs to be a place for every white child in a stable, stable social system. And I'm not talking about an ossified stable, social order where men of merit and ability cannot rise up. But the fact of the matter is from the lower classes, most of the higher ability men have already risen up and shown themselves. In fact, that's what Zog is trying to do, is to go ahead and find the enemies of the state and identify them and send them to prison and have them murdered for whatever charge. Zog is afraid of people like me. They look upon me as a crazed mullah or crazed ayatollah, sort of like Khomeini. He ended up having to flee for his life to Paris from Iran when the Shah was alive. And what he did is he used the technology of the day, cassette tapes, to go ahead and preach his sermons, sort of like these right now. And this is, as the end result here, is that the Shah's pigs who tortured, they were the ones who were tortured and sent to death. So, and pigs are literally quite scared of people like me. Because what they sense is that no mighty evil empire, Zog is not scared of Osama bin Laden. Zog is not scared. Well, Zog's a little bit scared of Osama bin Laden, but they're far more scared of what Osama bin Laden represents. What they're scared is that, he represents, what he represents is, he represents essentially a Muslim uprising against Zog. But if you ever been to a rally like I was, you know, May 2004, less than two dozen white nationalist activists. Actually, there were what, I think 19 or 20 or 21 of us. About 100 pigs, 400 wiggers and muds screaming. Now, who are the pigs scared of? Why, they're scared of us. The reason they're scared of us is that they recognize that the white man gets tired of Zog shit and decides that not only will they rebel against it, but they will not even go ahead and support Zog. Then Zog is dead. And what ends up happening is pigs will die when that happens. There's something about pigs which recognize that they're evil. Evil people recognize that they're evil. And what they do is they put on a layer of smarm because they cannot stand to go ahead and look at themselves. You think Jim Giles, Socrates supposedly said, that was the quote, that the unexamined life was not worth living. Do you think Jim Giles has ever been able to go ahead and examine his life? Because he hasn't. If he did, maybe he would change things. He'd be less of what he is here. Essentially, Jim Giles is just nothing more than like a hog steak. I killed a hog steak in South Dakota. He was pretending to be a rattlesnake. I gave it a blow. And then seeing it was just a hog snake, and it went ahead and tried to pretend to be a rattlesnake. So I killed it. I know you supposers. Whereupon I seen a real big rattlesnake one time. Not the biggest prairie rattler I've ever seen. He was, two and a half feet long. Big for a prairie rattler. I had fun. I went ahead and picked up a whole bunch of cow shit chips and tossed it on his head. I could have killed him with my shotgun any time I wanted to. Time. This was way back then, but I decided not to because I didn't have anybody living out on the Lone Prairie. And that rattlesnake would certainly be good on killing prairie dogs because rattlesnakes go ahead and set up living arrangements with the prairie dogs. The prairie dogs don't like it. There ain't much they can do about it. So I was tossing cow shit, on top of this prairie rattler, and he was getting pissed off about it. And I was staying beyond his reach. And eventually, I decided to go ahead and let him be. After throwing cow shit on him, for a while. I mean, he was a strong snake. He was a real strong snake. I mean, even when a cow patty sort of landed right on, smack dab on top of him here, it only went ahead and brought him down about 6 inches from his, from his erect strike position. Oh, he'd have bit me if he got a chance. And I knew it. I didn't blame him for it. Roxy and my mother were sort of asking me, tell me to stop playing with the snake. And, of course, I'd have been a sorry puppy if the snake had managed to bite me because it was a big one. It was a big one. And he wanted to bite me real bad because I was messing with him. But anyway. Where am I at? Anyway, going on. Old Fade the Butcher, he was sort of gloating. Somewhere around February, Giles removed all the archives, of his previous shows. He returned doing interviews with unfamiliar figures. And old Hunter moved to Virginia and quit following the show. Okay. Listen to RFM. In recent weeks, Giles has popped up on our radar screen again. He recently did several interviews with Pastor Martin Lindsay, which were posted in the forum. Well, I posted them in the forum. H. Rock White has become a huge fan of these podcasts. There isn't a day that goes by here in Charlottesville in which Harold Covington, Martin Lindsay, and Jim Giles can't be heard in the office. We listened to all three of them. I believe we started listening to Giles again after the Richard Barrett murder. He has since moved beyond that subject. Giles is now commenting on the Edgar Steele case. His position, as I understand it, is that his blue-tick nose has convinced them of Steele's guilt. The definite proof? Giles thinks that Steele looks funny. Well, Edgar Steele does look funny. You know what I mean? Somebody say he looked like Lon Chaney. I mean, he does look weird. That's why he likes posting the caricature where he looks, he looks different than, you know, what he actually does look. And yes, he looks funny. Now, he's a white man, but, you know, he does look sort of weird. He's a lawyer, and I ain't too crazy about that, but hey, I guess we have a use for him, as long as they're loyal to white people. But, you know, the problem with Edgar Steele is his blue tick nose is stuck up his blue tick asshole as he licks his blue tick nuts for no other reason because he can. That's his problem. Epic meltdown. So anyway, to cut a long story short, I was upstairs reading the James Edwards book, you know, and Fade goes ahead and he reads these, you know, intellectual bullshit books, and he goes ahead and posts, you know, about the stupid shit, you know, as if he understands what he's talking about. When I heard screaming and laughing coming from the office, H.R. Clark was laughing so hard that I thought he was about to die of a heart attack. Jim Giles was on the air with Pastor Linstead Hadding and some woman named Mona. Giles was hollering and screaming at Linstead and making threats. He was ranting and raving about beating up Edgar Steele and living in a trailer. H.R. Clyde and Mike Capitano repeatedly tried to call in to the Skype conversation. It was hilarious. If for nothing else but the lulls, check it out, you know, check it out, especially the end. And then Hadding has to go ahead and, you know, yap, yap, yap about how he didn't say what he did say. And I went ahead and posted it, you know, posted on the forum. It took a while. Essentially, a lot of these people don't much care for Jim Giles. You know, some of them, you know, you end up always having these czar boss come in. Anyway. So, let me see. You end up going ahead and seeing your typical wigger show up, and your Hadding and the rest of them. It don't really matter. See, these wiggers, they sort of think. They're sort of like monkeys. They go ahead, or they're sort of like roosters. They just go ahead, and they just think that their composition means something, and it doesn't. Anyway, I need to go ahead and get off of Jim Giles into the second thing that I wanted to go ahead and cover. What I wanted to cover is that this week, Trader Glenn Miller, essentially, this lawyer from the FCC went ahead and ruled that Trader Glenn Miller was not a bona fide candidate. Now, what I think is that it's just like in 2006 where Trader Glenn Miller goes ahead and he plays with this shit. He plays with something, and the end result is that he goes ahead and deliberately loses so that fewer rights will be granted. Now, what Trader Glenn Miller has done is it's gone ahead and opened to where, guess what? Any candidate that they go ahead and decide is not bona fide can go ahead and be denied being able to go ahead and buy airtime at reduced prices. And they said that since he's not bona fide, well, guess what? He's just somebody who's wanting to go ahead and rant and rave about racial hatred, you know, at a reduced dime here. He's not a bona fide candidate. Therefore, they don't have to go ahead and sell him radio time. And Trader Glenn Miller, he's threatened to go ahead and sue. He's going to go ahead and lose. And that's the means of it here. Meanwhile, this Jew judge in my case has refused to go ahead and rule, even though I asked for summary judgment. They refused, the Democrat, the Republican, Libertarian, and the State of Missouri defense have refused to even answer, even though Roxy served them with a summons on May 30th. So as a result, these elections, they're not even legitimate. They don't even mean anything. And guess what? 234 years ago, we had a glorious revolution in this country, and the basis of that was supposedly no taxation without representation. Well, guess what? If you remove the white man being able to go ahead and vote for another open white man, the white man has no representation. So what I'm going to go ahead and say is that if you're a member of my church, or you want to be a member of my church, guess what? You don't have to pay federal taxes because you don't have federal representation. My white man. The purpose of this lawsuit that I went ahead and filed, well, purpose, part of it was that I was still facing charges, was to go ahead and get them to ease off. But another purpose was to go ahead and have something like that and throw a question as to the legitimacy of these elections. When you're a resistance activist, what happens is that you know you're going to lose. Edgar Steele might very well lose his life, his freedom, and his life in Zog Court. So what do you tell Edgar Steele? And the answer of it is, the only thing you can tell Edgar Steele is that you're behind him 100%, right or wrong. And probably I'll go ahead and print up what I've wrote here because, you know, me and Edgar Steele's had our differences. But, hey, Edgar Steele is a hero of the resistance. And I'm not going to let any traitor or traitors bring him down. You see, I'm 100% behind Edgar Steele. I don't think he did it. But even if he did, hey, I'm still behind him. You know what I mean? Edgar Steele, right or wrong, is right. The fact of the matter is that you end up showing loyalty to the resistance and resistance figures. What's going on? In my case, you know, I mean, maybe when I get time, I mean, things have sort of caved in on me. I do need to finally work on that lawsuit and pretty well tell this sort of thing and try to frame it to where Zog can't go ahead and deem it as a threat. But essentially, if a white man does not have representation, the white man need not pay federal taxes because guess what? He's not being represented. That's what this whole so-called revolution was about. Now, really what it was about was by the founding felons overturning George III, the tyrant 3,000 miles away, so they could go ahead and set themselves up as the new tyrants 1 mile away. Just like this Benjamin Martin, a.k.a. Mel Gibson, said, I see no virtue in getting rid of one tyrant 3,000 miles away in order to bring about 3,000 tyrants living 1 mile away. And he was right, because that's exactly what turned out to happen. But by going ahead and filing this lawsuit, I'm able to go ahead and achieve some political results. And the political results I want to have, and look at, you know, Fade the Butcher and the rest of you who are listening, your little pipe dreams of having a little movement and having, you know, having elections and voting your way into power, it's not going to happen. Because as a result of what happened to Trader Glenn Miller and what happened to me, if you can't even run for political office as an open white man, what's going to happen? And the fact of the matter is, you're not going to be able to go ahead and sneak in. That's what gets me, is that people think that they're going to outsmart the Jew. They're going to go ahead and outsmart the Jew and the Jew's own system here. Well, guess what? The Jew's own system is called Zog Marmalon, the third and final. You're going to outlaw a Jew? In his own system? You idiots! Not gonna happen! Ain't happening now, it certainly ain't gonna happen. Well, Trader Glenn Miller, one of the things you gotta notice is that essentially they came up with the system here, and they didn't give the findings of fact and conclusions of law. And the reason they didn't go ahead and give the findings of fact and conclusions of law is because there is none. It's nothing more than an FCC lawyer's opinion. And so these radio stations go ahead and, you know, take it. Hold on, folks. I need to plug in the cell phone. Okay. Can anybody tell me whether or not I have audio? Founding Fellows? No, that's not Lindsteadism. That Lindsteadism came from Eric Thompson. He called them Founding Fellows. Okay? Well, at least you don't have to go so hard to hang the bastard, the only one my way. Okay. All right, audio's okay. What happens is that this is a fairly new cell phone, and usually its battery lasts for 2.5 to 3 hours. And what happens is I used it a little bit today, so it started going ding-ding, and I went ahead and, you know, plugged it in. Boy, you're not going to go ahead and outsmart Zog, but that was interesting. When I looked on the Who Will Support Trader Glenn Miller thread about a week or so ago, Trader Glenn Miller had received $4,907. And the thing about it is, when you're running for a federal office, it's better than the state of Missouri. It used to be, if you went ahead and got or received $250 or even $25, you had to set up a campaign committee and record that. Now, in Missouri, they pretty well did away with that to where now the limit is $1,000. But guess what? If you're running for federal office, you have far even less restrictions. What it boils down to is you don't have to report anything until you either receive or spend $5,000. But guess what? Trader Glenn Miller has received $4,907. If you go ahead and look on that thread, you're treated to a spectacle of Trader Glenn Miller saying, "Don't send me any more money." Well, who thought any of us would ever live to see the day when Trader Glenn Miller is not telling the ZNNF wiggertards to stop sending him money? Who would have thunk it? Well, it happened. And the reason it happened is that when Trader Glenn Miller receives $5,000, guess what? He has to go ahead and report. He has to set up a campaign committee. He has to report it. And not just report the $5,000, he has to go ahead and report the first dollar. So that's why he told people to stop sending him money. Don't make a big deal about receiving the money. We told people to stop sending money. Why? Because Trader Glenn Miller's Zog Rat Pack, which is short for Zog, everybody knows what Zog is, Zionist Occupied Government. RAT is Rats Against Terrorism. PAC is Political Action Committee. Trader Glenn Miller's Zog Rat Pack, he'd have to go ahead and tell who they were and where they lived and, you know, how much money he got from them. He didn't want to do that. So actually, this FCC decision, you know, this lawyer's decision, wasn't an FCC decision. It was just a lawyer's opinion. And what happens, he was not told about it until the 10th day when it was too late to go ahead and make an appeal of it. You see, he usually got 10 days to make an appeal. Now, he could go ahead and sue, but I think he's going to go ahead and screw up on the suing here. Not do a good job. He's whining for people to go ahead and have a lawyer. Look, Trader Glenn Miller, I'm suing you. I'm suing you for being a rat and essentially bringing about this thing, this supposed thing to where you ran and got refused as a Democrat, Republican, as Libertarian, and thus disenfranchised the white man from being an open white man in Missouri. Tell you what, Trader Glenn Miller, why don't you go ahead and give me an answer? Answer my freaking lawsuit, and why don't you freaking admit that Zog put you up to go ahead doing this shit that you did, and as a result, you are tired of being a Zogling and a Zogbot. You're tired of being a Zogbot and a traitor, and what happens is that you want to come clean after all these years and admit that Zog put you up to running these ridiculous little things so that white ability to run openly white nationalist candidates could be affected. And that you were collaborating with Zog. If you go ahead and make that admission, I'll tell you what. When the time goes ahead to skin you and make you eat your nuts here, maybe you can prevail upon me to knock you over the head first here so it won't hurt as much. Okay? I'm telling my friend who's dying, I tell him that in addition to praying for my four stalwarts that are left, I've added something here. I've added that I pray that, you know, that Trader Glenn Miller, whose liver spots are growing like Gorbachev's birthmark, you know, they're reaching together here. His Anglo Mestizo liver spots are growing together, you know, like Gorbachev's, you know, birthmark. And that Get Sick Guido Weasel with two ass cancer, I pray that they croak in great pain here before my friend dies of this injury. And 3 years ago when I was in Nuthouse and on Big Six with the criminals, What happens is I pretty well pissed off all the people in the psychiatric rehabilitation program. So I got sent with the criminals who've been convicted from the, who were sent from the Department of Mental Health. And essentially when I called Jim Floyd, the 4th of July, I thought I was going to lose him here 3 years ago. So, yeah, he's about as sick as I've heard him for a while, and I'm praying for him. But I'm certainly praying that, the traitor Glenn Miller and the gut-sick Guido Weasel dying of Jew ass cancer, Alex Linder, I'm praying that they croak off in great pain before my friend does. And then that goes ahead and helps me, my prayers, after I go ahead and thank, Yahweh for getting me out of the nut house and out of jail and not being railroaded to prison and, asking the grandkids to be able to come back. I go ahead and pray for my four stalwarts and the one who's already died. And then I go ahead and pray that Zog and Zogling die, horrendous death like it promises in Jeremiah chapter 16. So, anyway, where was I at here? Okay. Well, it looks like a few people have gone here. Look, folks, maybe some of these days I can go ahead and bring, this show up by about an hour, to 9 o'clock Central Time or something like that. But, right now it's been pretty well set at 10 o'clock. And what I do is I hold a special program. And in any case, if, it's pretty well open for Jim Giles or anybody else to call up. If they want to, they want to. I'm not scared of anything. I'm not scared of looking stupid. Sometimes I'm not as smart as I need to be. But then again, that's up for Yahweh to go ahead and decide. I'm not scared of of falling short because, hey, Yahweh will make me as strong as I need to be. And if I'm not as eloquent as I need to be, that's because, it's Jesus Christ who goes ahead and brings you in. It's Jesus Christ who goes ahead and makes sure that you belong. It's Jesus Christ that's opened your ears and opened your eyes and opened your understanding to whatever I may say, even if I don't do a good job of it. In many cases, I do. I don't here. But I don't go ahead and whine and worry too much about my failings. There's no point to it. In any case, let me see. So anyway, Trader Glenn Miller, if you want some legal help from me, I'll go ahead and write you up a lawsuit. If you go ahead and agree to answer my lawsuit, and you go ahead and agree that you will admit that you collaborated with Zog in 2006 to make it to where a white man can't get on the ballot. If you go ahead and do that, well, then once you would go ahead and admit that the Republicans, the Libertarians, and Libertoons and the rest conspired to go ahead and disenfranchise white men, well, guess what? You'll go ahead and undo some of the evil you've done. And that's what you need to do. You need to be a rat that makes it right with Yahweh. You need to be a rat that makes it right to undo some of the evil you've done. And you still must pay the price for your treason. But isn't it better to go ahead and come clean? Isn't it better to go ahead and stop being a Zogbot, stop being a traitor, and stop being a liar, stop being a thief? Stop being a murderer and start behaving yourself. If you really care for white people, you'd undo some of the evil deeds you've done over the years. But I don't think you're going to. But I thought I'd go ahead and ask. You can go ahead and answer. You can go ahead and answer as a defendant. Admit that you deliberately, in 2006, ran and then sued the wrong party. He's literally boogered it up so that the white man in Missouri cannot run as an open white nationalist. Because, folks, look, Fade, the rest of you people, what happens, these people, these things are set as a precedent. And what happened, when I went ahead and sued the Missouri Libertarian Party, they went ahead and used the precedent in the 5th U.S. Circuit in Florida to say that, guess what? 10,000 signatures wasn't unreasonable at all. Because guess what? In Florida, somebody had to get 25,000 signatures in Florida to run as a Democrat. Well, guess what? I'm a libertarian. All I got was 600 votes in a 900 votes in a 2,400 vote primary. I got about 40% of the votes in that primary. What'd you do? Well, what happened? They went ahead and went outside the Eighth Circuit to cite cases. They'll do the same thing with the Trader Glenn Miller case and cases. To where, guess what? You won't be able to buy advertising at any price because you're not a bona fide candidate. That's what Trader Glenn Miller has done. And I think he deliberately did it at the time when he was bumping up against the $5,000 mark. Anyway, I tried to call the Kansas City Red Star, and they did not write a damn thing about it. Wouldn't even look at it. I tried to go ahead and talk Riverfront Times, and, the guy got ahead. I guess I was getting long-winded. He hung up on me. The juice media is not interested in reporting the real story. That's why people found out, and they got on the Internet, because, hey, no sense in paying money to be lied to. No sense at all in it. None. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. So what happens? These elections are nothing more than a fraud. And maybe I need to take a book, take a page out of Elijah's book here. There's people who want me to go ahead and do all sorts of things and hide out or do whatever. I'm not going to do it. Elijah went ahead and he hid out from Jezebel. And Yahweh went ahead and brought him to his duties. And he told Elijah, I want you to go up to Syria and anoint a new king of Syria who's going to go ahead and destroy lots and lots and lots of the house of Israel. I want you to go ahead and anoint General Jehu, and I want you to anoint your successor, Elisha, and everyone who, Ben-Hadad or whatever his name was of Syria, does not kill. Jehu of Israel will kill. And everyone which escapes Ben-Hadad and Jehu, Elisha will kill if necessary. And that's what's happened here. And in many cases, Elijah wept when it came time to anoint the Syrian king. And the guy said, why are you doing that? He says, well, you're going to be a scourge upon Israel. And Elijah was a patriot. But even a patriot, nevertheless, he went ahead and did what Yahweh told him to. Anyway, I'm looking at over stumble in here. Yep. This Mona, she was with Hal Turner. She's just a little ass like with Hal Turner. She's just a little bottle, she's with a bottle feeder. She's just a bottom feeder with Hal Turner. What happens is Giles brings this woman on the show. Well, the reason he brought her on the show is he went ahead and found probably another federal informant. You know what I mean? What happens? She was talking about Freemason, Shriner, Rotary Club garbage. Most of them have been under root, overrun by Jews, including most Christian groups. Anyway, I'm looking. Six Killer, he showed up here, and he went ahead and went on there and said, Jim Giles has his blue tick nose stuck up his blue tick nuts and licking his blue tick nuts because he can. This SS wannabe roid rage retard speaks as if the bowel movement is composed of SS commandos. Hell, it isn't even comprised of SA regulars. And couldn't even stand up to the Job Corps uniform of the California National Guard or even a bunch of nigger sheriff's deputies. And that's exactly what happens. Look, if Jim Giles had been convicted for wearing a gun by this nigger lesbian, he would, he'd go ahead and probably been sent to Parchman. And then in Parchman, he'd had a chance to show how tough he is with all the niggers there. Folks, you don't go ahead and gloat. You don't go ahead and gloat when a fellow resistance man is down. But the thing about it is, Jim Giles does, because Jim Giles ain't in resistance. Jim Giles is a traitor. Jim Giles is a Zogbot. Jim Giles thinks of nobody other than himself. Who Jim Giles identifies with is Traitor Glenn Miller. You see, he thinks that I was bad. He thinks I was mean to go ahead and threaten Traitor Glenn Miller. I never threatened Traitor Glenn Miller. Traitor Glenn Miller ran out of my office when I was talking about Lewis Neiman catching away. And for 4 years, I pretended to be Traitor Glenn Miller's friend. I've not even talked to Traitor Glenn Miller, never. Ever since March 12th or 14th, it was the second Tuesday of the month when I was watching Survivor, in 2004. I've never talked to Traitor Glenn Miller at all, personally. What happens is that he's been whining and bitching to me. They don't mean nothing. Hey, folks, there's been somebody went ahead and called up, and they said there was a tip that Jim Giles went ahead and asked me if I have guns or something like that. And supposedly I said yes, and I don't remember that ever happening. And that I was to be rounded up by the by the FBI or the BATF and sent to prison because I was locked up in the house. And therefore, I'm a criminal who owns guns. And the fact of the matter is that I refuse to go ahead and be scared. You see, if I did go ahead and hide guns, if I had them, all they'd have to do is just go ahead and throw down a gun, claim it was mine, send me to prison regardless. You see, Saul can do whatever the hell it wants to you. The fact of the matter is I'm a above-ground resistance leader. And if I have to go ahead and be murdered on trumped-up charges by Zog, then so be it. I'll go ahead and go to sleep tonight. Well, when I get to sleep. And I don't, I don't go ahead and live every day in fear because, essentially I've had, had a couple days of anxiety and dread. But like it says in the Bible, when they go ahead and arrest you, jump for joy. I never was able to jump for joy for being, tormented, doped up. I never did have that much faith. But essentially, you take it every day as it comes along. You go ahead and you thank Yahweh for every day because he decided to go ahead and let you live. You serve Yahweh. You serve in Yahweh's pleasure. If Yahweh decides that, you don't measure up, then so be it. The thing about it is that there's absolute, if you're much of a man, you have absolute loyalty to who you should have loyalty to be at Yahweh, be it your race, your own people. And the thing about it is that self comes last. But with a traitor, self is always first. That's the only thing these people live for. So they're scared. They're evil people, just like Traitor Glenn Miller. You said he heard the Valkyries. No, you didn't hear the Valkyries. The Valkyries ain't interested in a pig like you, a treasonous man's a rat. You were listening to the Norns. And that's why you decided to go ahead and quit. You decided to go ahead and quit smoking, but not drinking. You've been drinking and snitching for 50 years. Nothing's going to change. You've been snitching. I'm pretty well sure that you've been snitching ever since you were in the Army. Snitching out the Klansmen. That's what the Army used to do in the 70s. They probably do the same thing now here for, any other racist organization other than non-white racism, which they let run wild until it gets out of hand. Folks, you are what you are. In any case, I don't serve anything up here. Now, it's sort of like the movie Michael Collins, where Michael Collins found out that the Irish Republic president and the rest of the cabinet was going to be arrested. He told them to go ahead and go somewhere else. And Dave Valera went ahead and overruled them. The thing about it is that there's been a case in the United States Supreme Court which supposedly we have Second Amendment rights here. What happens to me being sent to nut house was totally illegal. Totally illegal. Why in the world should my right to go ahead and own a firearm, which is supposedly my right, is guaranteed by the Constitution and Bill of Goods, why should it be determined just because of the political and legal machinations of regime criminals? And the answer of it is that, well, yes, something could happen to me. But where am I going to run to? Where am I going to hide? You don't go ahead and act furtive for Zog. Zog is the one that ends up acting like criminals. Zog is the one that ends up acting like, like dictators and rats. And when the time comes for Zog to fall, for Zog to be destroyed, there will be a mighty scream and shout of joy because Zog is done. It says that every single time before, the fifth or sixth seal is broke, all these people have been martyred, will go ahead and say, hey, Lord, how long will you stop? How long will you refrain from going ahead and avenging us? Now, I pretty well ask the same thing. I am not scared of the Great Tribulation. And compared to the Great Tribulation, which is going to be horrendous, which is going to be horrific, any little piddling thing that Zog can do to you, doesn't matter. Like Jesus Christ says, fear me, who can go ahead and take your soul, rather than Zog, rather than man, which can go ahead and take your body. I've seen over the years, people get older and older and older. What happens? They get scareder and scareder and scareder to where they want to go ahead and save the precious few remaining years and months they have left here. Whereas upon young people who have so much life ahead of them are the ones who are heedless for their lives. I'm 52 years old, 52 and a half years old. I'm a servant of Yahweh. Am I going to go ahead and live in fear and live in terror simply because Zog might go ahead and send me to prison and have me murdered there? The answer is no, I'm not going to go ahead and live in fear. That's not why Yahweh went ahead and put me on the earth. He put me on the earth to be a servant to my people, to be a servant to my race, to be a servant to Yahweh. Just as I'm the pastor of a number of flock here who hear my voice, so too am I a sheep of Yahweh, and I hear Yahweh's voice, and I hear and I obey. And Yahweh says, do not be scared. Do not live in fear. Just do what you need to do and get it done. And that's exactly what I do. Anyway. It's around close to, it's been close to 3 hours. I think I've gone ahead and covered most of what I intend to cover. I intend to cover Jim Giles. I think I covered him pretty thoroughly. I think I covered Trader Glenn Miller. I think I covered this little pig here. And, Granby's, inbred fest is pretty well at an end, thank God. And I went ahead and got a bunch of planning done, which is as it should be. In any case, there's been a tip that Jim Giles is informing, the FBI on me or something like that. And I don't think that's, case, but if it is, there ain't anything I can or will do about it. So I'm going to go ahead and, pretty well start to go ahead. And I'm not going to go ahead and sing What Your Problem. I am fairly tired, and I need to get a few things done, and I will go ahead and get some of the Fear Network together. See, I go ahead and keep them weird hours. I mean, I'm staying up early in the morning and then working on my garden. Then I go to bed, then I get up and work on my computer, and I'll produce some content, and then I, stay up here. So usually the time I sleep is usually during the day. But in case, that's about it. let me see what I was going to say. I seem to have forgotten what I was going to say. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.